the Next Level Loan Officers podcast. To learn more about Next Level Loan Officers, go to becomenl.com.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Next Level Loan Officers podcast, the number one, excuse me, I almost paused there, KT, because I was so excited, the number one podcast for loan officers by loan officers. Can you believe that?
I can't. Well, I can. There's some pretty amazing coaches over here at Next Level.
So, you know, there's some pretty amazing. That's right. There's some pretty amazing coaches and there's some pretty amazing loan officers. So listen, we tout that because we are actually in the trenches with you. So we are active, licensed loan officers that run, manage branches, do loans, deal with all that on a daily basis, just like you. So if you're a loan officer and you're listening to this, know that we come from a place of being in the trenches with you for sure. And listen, if you are interested in Next Level and maybe you're not a part of our awesome community yet, you can head on over to nlstrategycall.com. Check us out. Listen, you can go in there and get a free strategy call. We'll show you some of the things that we talk about and how they might be able to help your difference, help your business, excuse me. And there's no obligation to you, completely free of charge. So pretty cool deal there. Well, welcome my friend, Kenneth Travis, to the Next Level Loan Officer Studios. Kenneth, welcome.
Hey man, it's another day in paradise. You usually ask me, man, like, hey, like what's going on, bro? And I always say what? If I was doing any better, there'd be two of me. Well, that's man, right. It's another day like that.
That's right. Well, you know, it's when you're surrounded by awesome people in this loan officer community that we have, it's hard to have a bad day. And so I want to bring in our guest because this is a really cool conversation today. And we talk about being surrounded by cool loan officers. And Arthur is certainly no exception to that rule. And I want to introduce him, and we had him on the podcast today because, dude, he has a really cool, you know, a scenario. So while most loan officers are in full-blown panic mode right now, you know, we just came from an event in Las Vegas, our mastermind, with 100 loan officers. And, man, there wasn't a drop of fear in that room. These loan officers are committed. They're powerful. They know what they're doing. And Arthur's no exception to that. This dude's up $1 million year to date versus last year, when I would say the average loan officer is probably down $1 million or more than they were last year. So, KT, help me welcome Mr. Arthur Magez to the show. Welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. Arthur, give us
a little,
man. Let's share with you, share with our audience just a little bit of your background, kind of your stats, back of your baseball card, kind of, you know, where you're from and all that stuff.
Yeah. So from Miami, Florida, basically lived here my whole life. My career path is a little bit different than most, I guess, from what I've heard. So I basically worked corporate at a company that most people know, FedEx, for about 16 years, started there right out of high school, started offloading a truck and then kind of went into the airport, worked the whole aircraft scene and worked my way up the company. Pretty quickly got a great position there in 2008. So 2008 happened. And while most people are basically in the worst time of their professional lives, at that time I was 23 years old. And then they offered me a promotion that increased my salary 35%. I mean, like, so I kind of went full in that. It was basically, I worked in supply chain, logistics and engineering. And then kind of worked that out and then ended up being a supply chain engineer / program manager for like the last 6 years of my career there. And in about 2016, while still working at FedEx, I had a lot of friends in the mortgage business. I kind of got fed up with the corporate structure as far as when you're at a fixed salary, no matter how well you perform, you're fixed as far as what your income can determine. And then basically it's a career ascension where you have this, in order to go up 10%, you basically five people compete for one. And then you have another five people compete for another one to go up. And it's like, I just didn't have the patience to say, I'm going to do this X amount. And I'm almost like, I didn't want to really sit around and just wait for that. And it just wasn't challenging also for a while. So a good friend of mine that I've known for about 15 years, one day randomly we're out and he showed me what he was making. I'm like, whoa, that's a lot more than I'm making. And you're not a doctor or anything or some high paying career. So it kind of tweaked my brain a little bit. And then I got my real estate license. I wasn't sure if I was going to go into real estate or mortgages. So I kind of did the licensing both back to back. I had a week vacation in the middle of the summer, did both. And I reached out to my buddy and I'm like, yo, can I go work with you? And he says, yeah, man, come along. So
that's awesome.
That's pretty much where it started. And I always kept my job with FedEx. So I worked out a unique scenario in about 2017. So I got licensed at the end of 2016. Didn't really originate anything last couple months there. And then I kind of went up to my manager at FedEx. FedEx works at the airport. They work odd hours. So they usually work in the middle of the night and so forth. And I was able to kind of get on the night shift over there because we have a full-fledged operation in the night shift. Mm-hmm. So I was able to work nights and allow me to work mortgages during the day. So I kind of went in as a loan partner junior a little at the beginning. And then all of a sudden, my friend who brought me into the business, who was training me at the time, his assistant quit and decided they want to become an LO. So then also I needed an assistant. So then I basically jumped into the assistant role and did that for about a year. And that's probably the best thing that ever happened to me because it really allowed me to speed up my learning curve because I was learning off of somebody else's production. Yeah. I was learning how to put a loan together, how to structure, guidelines, all these different rules, collecting documentation, having conversations. So I did that for a good year and a half, I would say, until he found a permanent assistant. The goal was always for me to go back to becoming an LO. And during that time was when I started producing. I did two units for the grand sum of $800,000 and made less than $9,000 in commission for working 50 hours a week. So, and then I got paid per file on the other stuff, but they didn't really do that as well. And then in 2017, then 2018 was like the first year that I kind of started producing on my own. And then that went pretty well at the beginning. It was kind of difficult to start getting leads and business and the whole lead generation thing, at least. But I had a pretty good foundation because I had been an assistant under a top producer at the time for about a year. So went into that, and my branch actually paid for a lead gen service called OpCity. Mm-hmm. And that really helped me a lot looking back at it because it gave me practice. It allowed me to get my reps in as far as talking to clients on the phone, making connections. And it was a really easy way for me kind of just to get my reps in and kind of like feel more comfortable with having the conversations, putting everything together, talking with realtors. And then it kind of went pretty well. I did about $6 million that year. So
all right,
pretty decent.
Yeah, nice little jump. So where are you today? So if you look back now, like how was last year for you? Was that an amazing year as well?
Yeah, I did $30 million.
Okay, so $30 million. So you got in the business in 2016, 17, and last year did $30 million. So that's pretty incredible, man. That's an awesome deal. So we teased it at the beginning of the show, and I know the listeners are sitting here going, you know, hey, I need to know how this guy's up $1 million this year, right? So when you look at, so you joined Next Level in December of last year, right? So December of 2021, right. You came to a live event, then hung around and stayed with us for the mastermind, which is awesome. And we have a lot of great members down in Miami. It's a, you know, Ken's a big Miami guy, so we have a huge presence down there. But you got kind of heard about us and came to an event. So I'd love to know, and I think, you know, people listening would love to know, man, what action steps have you taken in 2022 that have allowed you to be $1 million up over last year, which we would all argue was a pretty good year. I had a good year last year, Ken. I think you did too. Oh, yeah. And so to say that you're $1 million up over last year is pretty impressive, Arthur. So tell us kind of what tactical things are you doing right now to maintain that?
Well, last year was actually only my second year full time. I kind of stayed with FedEx all the way through February 2020. So my tactic has been basically just to continue to educate myself in the market and understanding what the market is. So a lot of things that I do tend to be studying at the core of what it is I'm doing, whether it be understanding LLPAs, understanding rescores, how to structure loans in the way that are the most cost effective to the customer. I'm blessed in the sense that I really don't have to prospect that much. As my production went up, I noticed that my biggest challenge when I went, because I went from 12 million in 2020 to 30 in 2021. And my biggest challenge wasn't necessarily getting the business, was more managing my pipeline, getting on assistance on board to kind of do that. And then I just basically followed the basics, call the listing agent, maintain relationships with your clients, maintain relationships with the title companies. And more importantly is educate yourself. I think in a market as challenging as this, where everybody's rates are skyrocketing, regardless of what it is, it's people want to feel confident. Do you know what it is that you're doing and what you're selling and what is your value proposition to your referral partners and to your clients? I think a lot of times we just focus on getting the next deal instead of focusing on the deal at hand and maintaining that relationship. I think that's goes leaps and bounds with that. I mean, because people don't understand the differences that structure can make on a deal. People just look, they run a credit score, and they don't realize the difference between a 719 and a 720 is half a point. Half a point's a lot today.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, literally, a one-point credit score can make a huge difference in that person's thing. You know, you can, because as your affordability becomes a lot more expensive now with the higher rate, you got to figure out a way to really increase that maximum qualifier. And a lot of that comes with just understanding your product at its core, where you can maximize that as much as possible.
Yeah, I love what I'm hearing, man, but I want to ask you a couple of questions. First question is, so you're not working for FedEx anymore, correct?
Right. I resigned in February of 2020.
Okay.
And at the time I was excited, it was February 14th. COVID hadn't hit. And then March came and I was scared, man. I went from a guaranteed salary for 16 years and best thing ever happened. But those first 30 days, man, I'm telling you, it was scary.
And that's the point I want to talk about. So, like, what was the most money you had ever made at FedEx in 1 year?
Biggest gross, I think, was $78,000.
All right. So you went from $78,000 to seven figures. Okay.
I'm not at seven figures yet.
Okay. But you made substantially more than that?
I've made more. I made more than almost more than double already this year.
Yeah.
Than what I made in my best year at FedEx. Yeah.
Exactly. And so, you know, so there's listeners, right? There's loan officers that are listening to this. They're driving down the road. They're in their office. They're, you know, they're hearing us. And Kellen has a similar story. You know, he was at a point in his career where he was like, I'm going to maybe get out of the business. And he met this knucklehead who, you know, he figured if he could, if that knucklehead could be successful, so could he. But what makes you different, Arthur? Like, what makes you, because there's so many originators out there that have been in this industry and they're not having the results that they want. And what I see in you, and I say, we teach this a lot. It's a lot of it's mindset, right? It doesn't sound like you had a plan B, right? Like you really didn't have a plan B. You just started doing it. And matter of fact, you did extra. You carried two jobs until you got it to where it needed to be. And so that's admirable. That's putting in the work. That's doing what's required. And then you get to a point where you see the opportunity. But this is the thing, man. Winners don't see other options, right? Like people that win, like when you, like you ever heard that saying, game recognizes game. Like I'm hearing you talk and I'm listening to him. Like, yep, that's exactly how I think. That's exactly like, there's no other option but to win.
Yeah.
And you won, man. And it's amazing. And everything that you said, it's the process. It was learning. It was educating myself. You put in a year and a half, right? Learning the business, you know, and still was working two jobs. That's crazy. Like you don't hear of that too often. So often loan officers see the result of or what the result was, but they never see the process. It's like everybody wants to see the baby, but nobody wants to talk about the labor pains. Right. And so you put in the time, man, and, you know, $30 million for just a couple of years. And you got in if you were full time or if you were started in 2018, that was really a year of margin compression. That was a tough year. Right. For a lot of people.
Yeah.
So kudos to you, man. So what advice would you give someone out there that's maybe stuck, you know, maybe they're new to the business. Maybe they're a veteran of 20 years. Who knows? What would you tell them? Like, what is it that you think is like the number one mental, attribute that people have to have to get through it?
I mean, most importantly in anything, I believe you have to believe in yourself. You have to have this any confidence that you know how to do this. And I think like in any job that's challenging, we all have doubts certain days. We all have bad days and so forth. But at the end of the day, you wake up the next morning and you kind of have to have faith that you know what you're doing and what your value is. And I've always said that a lot I can contribute to having the success in the business was I have been extremely blessed to be surrounded by amazing people. I have had amazing people around me that I've been able to piggyback off of that have taught me and that have been able to grow my business. Danny is one of them, who's a member here at Next Level. I worked with Danny De La Torre as well. We came up together pretty much. He was the junior. He got the Rising Star Award. I got it the next year. And having people like that around you really kind of motivate you because you see people on your same path and your same trajectory. And I think surround yourself with amazing people with amazing quality. Like I've been blessed to be at an amazing office with amazing people around me. And those people have really helped me piggyback off of them. And I think that to me is really what kind of keeps you going because you realize that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And you know, like I'll never forget the live event, Kellen did this whole thing, how many hours do you work? And it was like, you work 40, 50, 60, 70. And then he kept on pointing at me, do you still work 70 hours? I mean, well, Kellen, I actually still do, but it's a grind, man. And I think the biggest thing is just stay focused and be a student of your market. I think that to me is the biggest thing. I'm a big data guy. I worked in research analytics. And I think too many times we don't understand the market that you're in. I think understanding your market is very important. I did a lot of homework, whether it be on MMI or MTA Go, whichever application you use, to see where are top producers getting their business from? Are they getting it from a single account? Are they spread around? Like, what is the value there? You look at their mix. Are they doing jumbo, conventional, FHA? And then start figuring out where it is that you need to be in order to be competitive in your market. And that changes in every single market. Like I don't do VAs. So I've done two VAs in the past, out of the past 200 loans. So I may not, and VA has very specific guidelines that may not be conducive to me, but if you're in another area, VA could be a huge opportunity. I'm in a self-employment market and I really focus on learning self-employment income and multiple layers and taxes and things like that. And really kind of double down on that part of it because I'm like 85% self-employed. So,
you know, sorry to cut you off there, Arthur, but I want to make a point here because you said something earlier that, and it was right before we got on this call that really kind of stuck out to me is you said, hey, I got to know the process. Right. And you're kind of touching on here. And sometimes, and we talk about this in our live events, is that sometimes folks who are really smart, like yourself, right. Supply chain guy, engineering, data driven, like sometimes they have the hardest time implementing the things that we talk about because they want to unpack eight layers of it. And they end up spending more time planning and prepping and researching and doing data and all this rather than just going out and doing it. And so kudos to you for, you know, for right. You understand what I'm saying. So for
yeah, taking, 100%. I have struggled to do a lot of the stuff that you guys have taught, and it's been really challenging because I continue to have this mental thing in my head. And I mean, the main reason why I went to Next Level was to learn that part that right. It's not my strength. And I think there's a huge value added by me working on a weakness.
Yeah. Well, you're not alone, Arthur, because that's the number one challenge loan officers have is they can't get out of the way themselves. Okay. Right. Yep. They get almost too smart. They won't get out of the way themselves. And when you get to a particular part of the process, then you have to scale and then you have to have work-life balance. And that's what we like to teach at Next Level.
Dude, Arthur, man, I want to thank you so much for, first of all, coming on this podcast and just sharing with our loan officer audience just about the success that you're having this year, your story, you know, how you're just a couple years in the business and knocking out $30 million a year. That, dude, that's amazing. And not only that, but you're such a leader in our group and sharing and being involved. So, dude, I just appreciate you and thank you so much for being here and sharing with our audience.
No, thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it. Next Level, I was very skeptical at first, I will say. And even after the mastermind, I was a little skeptical, but I'm slowly embracing what you can learn and pick up from other people in other markets. And not everything applies to you, but like I would definitely to those listening, like you can learn something from pretty much anybody. And I think this is a good way for you to piggyback and, you know, maybe you'll find that one nugget that really is the next step to adding 2 to 3. You got 2 deals a month to your pipeline, man. You're doing good.
Well, I would say, you know, you're $1 million up this year. You've taken some nuggets and implemented them well. So again, kudos to you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, loan officers, for listening to us today on another Next Level Loan Officers podcast. KT, thank you, my man, for joining me here in the studio.
Yeah. Don't forget to remind everyone, NLStrategy.com, NLStrategy.com. Hey, guys, if you just want a quick strategy session, get signed up. Like, just go to the link, get signed up, and we'll give you, is it 30 minutes, Kellen?
Yeah, NLStrategyCall.com.
Oh, I'm sorry, NLStrategyCall. Yeah.
That's it. It's a new one. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you on the next Next Level Loan Officers podcast.